Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. You know, I haven't coughed all day, and I get online for the radio, and I'm coughing profusely. I don't get it. So anyway, today is Sunday, and I like reading the closing prayer from the Roman Missal Votive Mass of the Mercy of God. O God, whose mercies are without number, and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. So let's go ahead and talk about our saint of the day today. Our saint of the day is St. Jane of Valois. St. Jane of Valois lived from 1464 to 1505, so she was 40 or 41 when she died. She was born to French King Louis XI and Charlotte of Savoy. Much of her life was marked by neglect and emotional abuse. Her father resented her because she was a sickly and deformed female child. He sent her away to a remote country home where she was carelessly raised before being married off at the age of 9 to her cousin, the Duke of Orleans. Her husband likewise despised and publicly humiliated her, and their marriage was never consummated. Jane had a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary from a young age, especially in the mystery of the Incarnation. One day, Our Lady appeared to Jane and told her that in the future she would found a religious community. Through her veneration of the Blessed Mother, Jane found the strength to be a loyal and devoted wife during her painful 22-year marriage. When her husband became king, he had their marriage annulled. This left Jane free to found the Order of the Annunciation, dedicated to imitating Mary's virtues, as Our Lady foretold. She also gave her order the duty of consistent prayers for the souls of her father and husband, who both mistreated her. St. Jane of Valois' feast day is, of course, today, February 4th. And this comes from morningoffering.com. And I know I've told you about this website many times, and I'll probably tell you 365 times about it in the next year. That's morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, offering, offering.com. Maybe tomorrow I'll give it to you phonetically and see if you can figure that out. So anyway, St. Jane of Valois, pray for us. And morningoffering.com is your one-stop Catholic shop. You can get the Liturgy of the Hours. You can get all sorts of daily prayers and devotions. You can get the Mass readings for the day. You can get the daily verse. Today it's from Romans 8:15-19. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. And like I said, that comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. And it's quite a reading for today. It's got a daily meditation. Like I said, it's got the Mass readings, it's got the Liturgy of the Hours, it's got the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You just can't go wrong using this website. And then we're going to read about St. Joan of Valois from Catholic Online, which is catholic.org. That's Catholic, C-A-T-H-O-L-I-C. .org. Joan of Valois lived from 1464 to 1505, so she lived to be between 40 and 41 years old, and she was the second daughter of Louis XI, the King of France, and Charlotte of Savoy. She was born on April 23, 1464. At the age of 2 months, she was betrothed to Louis, Duke of Orleans. And the marriage took place in 1478 or 1476, so she was 12. There is no doubt that it was invalid, for Louis of Orleans married her in fear of his life if he did not comply with the king's orders to do so. Joan was by no means a prepossessing figure. She was hunchbacked, lame. On her husband's succession to the throne, he obtained a declaration that the marriage was invalid. Joan, therefore, was not to be Queen of France. She was given instead the title of Duchess of Berry. "If so it is to be, praised be the Lord," was her remark on this occasion. And there really is the basis of her holiness and the spiritual testament that she left in the order of the Annunciation that she founded by her choice of name for her nuns. She emphasized the parallel between Our Lady's "Be it done to me" and her own "If so it is to be." After her life, she met with opposition and countered it with such gentle words as these. "There were difficult moments without number. The Pope seemed to be unwilling to give his approval, though Louis XII approved readily enough, thinking perhaps that Joan, bound by vows, would be less likely to upset the verdict given in the suit of nullity. His fears were groundless, and in any case, directly after the verdict, he had married Anne of Brittany." I'm sorry, my contact lenses are all weird today because it's raining outside, and I forgot to take them out and put on my eyeglasses. So right after the verdict of annulment was entered, he married Anne of Brittany. There were difficulties arising from Joan's character. She was inclined to be autocratic with her nuns, impatient at their slow progress. The foundation was made at Bourget, and the remains of the house may still be seen there. Joan died at the age of 41 on February the 4th, 1505. Saint Joan was canonized in 1950. Her feast day is February the 4th, the day on which she died, of course. And usually, with a saint, the feast day is the day on which that saint died. One notable exception is Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, and I should know his middle name, and I don't. Father McGivney was either born or died on August 12th, and he was either born or died on August 14th. I don't remember which. If there are any knights out there that remember, please put it on my page, and I'm going to go looking it up later anyway. So his feast day is celebrated August 13th, which is the day between those 2 days. And I think he was born on August 12th and died on August 14th. So his feast day is smash dab in the middle of those 2 days. But we're not here to talk about Father McGivney. We're here right now to talk about Saint Joan of Valois. Saint Joan of Valois, pray for us. So anyway, what's going on around the channel this week? Well, we had a really good episode of Rockin' with God with Lisa Marie Nicole, our Catholic version of Striper. It was a great, great, great show. And we also did a simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, where we played her broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and then we talked about the show kind of during the show a little bit. And on William's show yesterday, the topic was From Atheism to Catholic Convert with the Candid Catholic. Jacob Woods joined William to discuss his journey into the Catholic Church. Jacob, I'm so glad you're in the Catholic Church if you're listening. And he describes how he was once an atheist, became a youth pastor of a non-denominational church, and how he started taking steps to the Catholic faith. And let's see. Looks like author and theologian David Gray joined us for a discussion on the liturgy in this interview. And we discussed the various parts of the Mass and the meaning behind them. It's really an exciting show if you haven't listened yet. And then Ken's show on Friday was also amazing. It was a really good show. And all those are streaming along with all of our other shows. William has not told me his topic for next week, though I've asked. So, William, if you're listening, please email me on Facebook with your topic for Saturday or what you will be uploading on Saturday. I've got Ken's. Now, tomorrow at 7 Eastern, Luke will be doing, hopefully, part 3, I think, of the Gospel of John, because there were technical difficulties with it all week last week, every time we tried. So I think he's going to be doing part 3 this week. If not part 3, then it's part 4, but I think it's part 3. So you don't want to miss that. And then on Friday, Catholic Ken, Catholic with a K, Ken with a K, we'll be talking about how we are reborn in baptism, and that's an episode you're not going to want to miss. So, and then, of course, I'm with you every day at 3:30 Eastern, or almost every day at 3:30 Eastern, if we're not having technical difficulties. So, and I plan on being with you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. But we're not finished yet because we still have to play our 3 Hail Marys novena. And let's go back to Catholic.org for a minute. They've got daily readings. They've got a Catholic Bible. They've got a listing of popular saints, patron saints, and then the saint of the day. They have the ability to light a prayer candle. They've got the mysteries of the rosary, popular prayers, and then the prayer of the day. For instance, the prayer of the day today is a prayer for church unity, and we're going to go ahead and pray that because I think we need unity within our church. We've got a lot of people that are really angry with Pope Francis, and I'm not angry with him. I understand, I think, where he's coming from. Doesn't mean I'm happy with him. And frankly, I disagree with a lot of the things that he's done. If I were Pope and the Holy Spirit has not picked me, and I doubt the Holy Spirit will ever pick me, I would have never brought Pachamama into the Vatican and into St. Peter's Square. I get it. He's trying to be nice, and I get it. He's trying to be open to other faiths, but that doesn't mean that he needs to be doing some of the things that he's doing. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to stir up a whole lot of stuff about the Pope. I love the Pope. I pray for him and his intentions every day. I may not like the man who wears it, but I love and respect the white cassock no matter what and no matter what he says, because I believe in my heart of hearts that the Holy Spirit might be influencing him, and the Holy Spirit may have reasons that will become apparent 10, 12, 20, 50 years from now that are not apparent to me. And frankly, I'm not a theologian and I'm not qualified to determine that anyway. So we're going to say the prayer for church unity. Almighty and eternal God, you have promised that there will someday be but one fold and one shepherd. Hasten that day, we pray you. In your most merciful kindness and generosity, pour the light of your grace into the minds of our non-Catholic friends so that they may see the truth and fully realize that the truth is one and undivided. Give them also the strength of will needed to follow it in the direction of the light you give them. Let us, their neighbors and friends, not be a hindrance to their conversion by our bad example. Rather, let your goodness be made clear to them by the virtue of our lives. Then may they finally be brought to you, the light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. Amen. And so let's go ahead and pray our three Hail Marys novena. And as our special intention today, I would like to pray for Pope Francis and his intentions for the month of February. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be for Pope Francis and for his intentions for the month of February. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seat of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all our heart, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving memory by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And friends, we're going to run a little bit over today, but by a minute or so. I've got 10 seconds left in this broadcast, and I want you to visit a website for me, and that is The Rock Company Shop, The, T-H-E, Rock, ROCK, company spelled the normal way, COMPANY, shop, SHOP, .com. John Benko interviewed them earlier today, and they have some really neat Lent and Easter gifts that they're talking about. So go and stream that show when you're finished listening to me and see what Tony and Paulette have. You're going to love it. They're good friends of mine. I love Tony and Paulette to death. I think they are the nicest people in the world, and they're going to do right by you. I promise. And if you don't like what you get from them, let me know, and I will take care of it. So, friends, I want to thank you for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, to learn about St. Joan of Valois, to find out what's going on around the channel, to hear me rant, and to pray the three Hail Marys Novena. Oh, and the other website I want you to visit is CatholicEStore.com. You can get some really nice free rosaries. All you have to do is pay the shipping. And I don't get any advertising for either of these websites. I don't get any money. I don't get any discounts. I don't get any anything and don't want anything. I like the wares that I've gotten from CatholicEStore.com. And I'm going to keep ordering from them. And I love what I've gotten from Tony and Paulette. And I'm going to keep ordering from them. So, friends, I will see you at 3:30 tomorrow. Hopefully, we won't go over tomorrow. I will try not to get on a rant. And I want you all to have a blessed rest of your day. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see you right here at 3:30 tomorrow, and that's 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, 12:30 Pacific. So it's right in the middle of lunchtime for you guys in the Pacific time zone. So anyway, have a great day. I love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.